Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening from the Command Center, Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to From the Command Center. This is episode 44. It's been a little while, but we kind of needed a break. And as I announced at the end or the beginning of episode 43, the end is nigh for the show. We've been doing this for almost 3-4 years now. When did we launch this damn show? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was back in the old days when we had slow internet. Oh, wait.
It was back in the old days of dial-up. I am, of course, your host, TFG and Mike, and joining me is Spade of the Bolt Mini Matrix. Hello, sir.
Hello, Shiny Jim. How you doing?
Doing good. I had a Twitter conversation with one of our fans in between episode 43 and 44, and I cannot pull it up right now. Hopefully I can find it by next time. Basically, the juxtaposition of it was he was, you know, saying that he was sad that the show was going away, and I think he made a comment about, oh, way to alienate the fan base. I'm sure there are many other Power Rangers podcasts out there. I know Pink Spandex is still going strong. I know that there's several other ones. From the Command Center, last 3 or 4 years, we've kind of run our course, and it's not just because I'm not interested anymore. It's part of that, but I just think ending it on 50 episodes is going to be the best thing, and we are going to be doing episodes that, you know, people are going to want to hear. We will be getting to the Megaforce episode whenever. I have Super Megaforce on my DVR, and I have yet to see a recorded episode in at least about 8 months. I don't even know when the last Super Megaforce new episode was.
Well over a month ago. I believe it was in May.
Yeah, I think the last new episode of Super Megaforce that I remember DVRing was Silver Lining Part 1 and 2.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen any new.
No, they're going on a 3 or 4 month hiatus again.
Oh, Jesus. Whatever. So like I said in episode 43, we are going to be doing a commentary on Forever Red. We are going to be doing a commentary on White Light Parts 1 and 2. We are going to be doing all those, you know, classic episodes. This time around, we're going to be doing a first here on the podcast. We're going to do 3 commentaries in one episode. There will be breaks, so people can follow along with their Netflix or DVDs or however you watch the show. But we are starting season 2, and we are going to be commentating on the Mutiny 3-parter, the one that introduced the new Emperor. Dun, dun, dun. So I think I briefly mentioned it in episode 43. I honestly can't remember because it was a while ago. But since the last time you were on the show, Mr. Grumblebee, You really have nothing to grumble about right now. Well, maybe loss of sleep, because a certain event in your life, if you'd like to share with everyone about that.
Well, since I was last on, my wife has given birth to our son. I am now a papa.
Congratulations.
Thank
Just
you.
Just wait for the day where he steals all your toys.
First he has to figure out what his hands are. So that has been, as of today, he's just over 2 months old.
Awesome.
So he's doing great. He's just trucking along. He was 7 pounds when he was born. As of today, he is over 11 pounds. So he's picking up weight really nicely. He's growing and he's doing great. And I'm really tired.
Yeah, parenthood will do that to you. All right, so how I'm going to break this up, I may, for the first commentary for The Mutiny Part 1, I'm going to play the classic MMPR morphin call little sound effect that I usually play. I'm not sure if in between Parts 2 and Part 3 if I'll put like a quote from the show or something. I don't know how I'm going to break them up. We'll get to that when we get to it. And then we're going to give final thoughts in the closing of the show on the entire arc of these three episodes. So that's how it's going to go. Get ready for the morphin call, because here it comes. No bathroom jokes this time.
I can't make them anymore. They're obvious at this point. I mean, we can't. Oh. You know, even to this day, it still miffs me that the original Yellow Ranger was in the original show male and we have a female. And I don't know why. I don't know why it irritates me.
Well,
I guess I'm just a Sentai snob.
I would probably say it's so that the other guys wouldn't all, you know, pile on Kimberly, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
Hey, is this all an episode of Dino Thunder?
You'd think, wouldn't you? The Dino Thunder Ninja Storm crossover. This doesn't surprise me at all, though, because they were always into all kinds of these outdoor activities. So, and the fact that it's school sponsor, I don't know of any school, high school, elementary school, middle school, that would ever sponsor a race like this.
Hell no. Because, hello, insurance
lawsuits.
Claims.
Yeah, yeah. Look at those guys.
And I still maintain that that Bulkhead Skull had more character development through all of Power Rangers than anyone else.
Yep.
Let's take a look at our map. Wait, you think they would have done that before?
Yeah, you think? I'm going to miss those guys.
Yeah.
Squat and Babu, I'm going to miss them. I mean, we see them in the closet a few... Oh, God, that's a bad joke. No, yeah. No. But they did put them in a... some sort of closet.
You know, I have yet to figure out why they didn't just shoot them.
Did they... I honestly don't remember. Did they, in any episode, did they ever go down to Earth, like, as big as Goldar and Scorpina would sometimes? I don't think they ever did.
I think they did at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there are quite a few episodes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So it's kind of hard to remember.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever figure out where Angel Grove is supposed to be? Is it California?
I assume. I mean, that's the only place I can think of that would have this kind of terrain, plus a lake, plus an ocean. I mean, really, it's a city by the bay, so I guess you could say it's a double for San Francisco. I honestly don't know.
Okay. I have to admit, when Zed first showed up when I was younger, I just looked at him and went, "Holy crap!"
Yep. And it was awesome.
I think we were both around the same age, around 13. Yep. And I still remember when he first showed up just thinking, this guy's going to scare the crap out of kids.
Mm-hmm.
His chamber of command. You mean his command center?
That's what we ought to change the name of the show to, Lord Zed's Command Center.
Commands, or Lord Zed and his super chair.
Oh, my God. So they see these giant flashes of lightning, and it's unusual because there's no rain. Okay. Way to be 90s, Zach.
Oh, so's Jason there. I think they're all a little bit 90s. What calculations?
Yeah, really. Yeah, between Zach and Jason, they are the two 90s most looking kids there. Zach with his do-rag and Jason with his one earring and one ear.
And his coif.
Yeah.
I am Goldar. I am Goldar.
I do like this new set, though.
Mm-hmm.
This new set looks awesome.
That was unnecessary. Wait. Did they just get eaten?
No, they... I don't want to say they morphed. They teleported. Now, this is what freaked me out. Not that first scene. This
yes.
right here. This freaked me out as a 13-year-old.
And the random snake.
Which will eventually become his staff.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. I see what they did there. Lord Zed is Jafar from Aladdin.
The groveling one. The groveling golden monkey.
Now, tell me, was this just to get him a new action figure?
Probably.
Hey, look, Lord Zed has Hot Rod and RC powers from Transformers the movie.
Sword of Bad Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Okay, now where are they? Seriously.
Behind it's the not wall. A closet.
Yeah. Okay, it's behind the wall, but... Why would they teleport behind a wall that has peepholes in it so they could see out?
Well, you see, before Lord Zed came back, they were renting the room to a bunch of producers from L.A. for a while, and things got weird.
So you're saying that the entire season one of this show is basically a hidden version of the real world? From MTV?
Sure, let's go with that. That's the more family-friendly version of where I was going.
Oh, okay.
I'll round up the others. They're only, like, 10 feet behind me.
I know we heard it as the audience, but how the hell did they hear it over the engines? How did they hear the...
It probably vibrated.
Oh, God.
It's going to be bad juju.
I love how they are so isolated, yet they still all look around before they teleport.
Yep.
I mean, I guess you could say for argument's sake that other riders might be riding by, but so far as I can tell in that race, they're the six people that are in the lead.
And, I mean, it's not like anybody's going to notice their bikes just sitting off to the side.
Well, Bulk and Skull do later.
Yeah. No, you are totally effed. Except
if I had a nickel for every time someone said that.
Except, let's see, Lord Vile, or Master Vile.
Master Vile.
The Machine Empire. Everything in the Disney era. Robo Knight. Goze. I have Z-flavored putties.
Even as a kid, when I saw these guys, I'm like, just what happens if you hit the Z before we even get to the fight scene?
I always just thought they were dumb. I just thought, I thought they were just repaints.
Yeah. Dude, look where you're going. Look out for the rock.
And plus in an ATV, the ATV should be able to handle that rock. It would suck hitting it, yes, but...
Not
wait,
with some...
How did they end up... But the physics doesn't work like that.
No. Why does he have a feathery cap?
It's a mohawk.
Oh, that's his hair. Oh, God. I'm so used to Bulk with no hair. Wait, no, it's a mohawk in the helmet?
Yes.
That's stupid. Ugh. Hey, look, a map. Oh, giant bolts of lightning. Oh, my God, what we do now?
Well, if it is California and you hear thunder like that, it's possible that thunder might actually not be thunder, but an earthquake?
Could be, yeah. Except you called monkey! A traveling vehicle. Oh my God. Well, we do know that Rita will come back and she will get the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The last laugh.
And even when I was a kid, I knew that that wasn't Rita.
You mean the small version?
No, I mean the U.S. version that they replaced her like a stunt double.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Honestly, for me, the voice is Rita. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the actress might change, but as long as, you know, good old Miss Barbara Goodson is doing the voice, that's
very true.
Really all that matters. And wow, she went flying. Yeah, the physics in this episode so do not work, because they were just in the tree to the left of those vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Malk and Skull aren't used to watching horror movies. Oh god, can you imagine a scary movie 6 starring Bulk and Skull? Wait, why are Zach and Kimberly wearing pink? They were wearing pink jackets a second ago.
I know why
Kimberly does, but why is the top of Zach's jacket pink?
I thought it was reddish.
No.
No.
Do you think?
Go.
Oh god, all the putties are different versions of Chicken Boo from Animaniacs. That's not a putty, he's a chicken.
Your weapons? Like gun, sword,
dagger, lance, power bow.
I mean, you've got your gun right there on your hip.
Yeah.
Your bow and arrow.
But guns are bad, Spada. Nobody wants to teach kids how to use guns.
Uh-huh. Power Rangers, brought to you by the NRA, where every fight is finished with a gun.
Giant honking robot gun.
I'm getting weak.
Yeah. This is that whole storyline still with him losing his powers. And ever since the green candle, he's been losing his powers and
forgot about
all that,
that
stuff. Yeah. Just magically, he hits the chest. Guys, aim for the Z!
Well, in their defense, I mean, it looks like they're wearing vested armor or something, so
yeah.
Hitting the chest wouldn't really hurt much, you would think.
Yet they explode.
I hate the fact that when you have the U.S. version, they have the visible clips on the side of their helmets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's to show that they do come off because, you know, why have a show where you can't even show the actors at certain points? Do they always show the clips? I mean, I know that they show
when
them
it's
in
the U.S. footage, they have clips. When it's the Japanese footage, they do not.
Okay. And this is the episode that starts off their lifelong quest to find out who the Power Rangers are.
I'd be dead. Or whatever the putties do to people when they actually catch them.
Have the putties ever succeeded? I don't think so. Hell, the Tengu warriors are more capable than the putties are. And that's saying something about those bird brains.
Yeah.
These sticks make a whistling sound. It was more like nails on a chalkboard. That's one scary looking fish face.
Wait, why was there a piranha in a U.S. river?
I don't know.
We're going to plug you into a wall somewhere. And now we're on Japanese footage.
Yep. So he has a fish flute, like the dragon flute.
No, except he doesn't have a flute. He just whistled, and water came out.
But he's holding a fish.
Those are nunchucks.
Oh, okay.
Wait, why would you call the dinosaurs when the fish dude hasn't gotten bigger yet?
Because he's more powerful than Rita's monsters. Now look at that. The Triceratops froze and then it didn't. Oh, they all do it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is it just me or is this episode gone by really fast?
Yeah, that went by. I don't think that was even 20 minutes.
I have here on my thing saying it has 26, 25 seconds left. So yeah, we basically leave off with
Frozen Zords.
Frozen said, freezing the Zords. Alrighty then. Come back in a moment when we have the part two commentary after this.
Ah, I'm still in this dumpster. So we are here for episode two of The Mutiny.
Yeah, I thought they would have changed the intro by now.
Not yet, because the new Zords haven't been introduced.
That's true, that's true.
And it's funny, like, Austin State, I'm waiting for the point where they have the original five Rangers, well, four of the original five Rangers at a con. If they could just get Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
But apparently she wants nothing to do with the fandom. And to be honest, I can't totally blame her.
Right. I mean, she was on No Pink Spandex. Well, I think it was at a convention that they did that, but who knows.
Whoa, Flying Tyrannosaurus. I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that either. Normally he comes up out of the ground, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So this was your plan all along, freeze the other Zords and then... And please explain to me why a fish has freezing and telepathy. That makes absolutely no sense.
I don't know if it's freezing telepathy. I just call it kind of dumb.
Well, I combined his two powers. He has the power of freezing because he froze the other Zords, and now he has the power of telepathy through his whistle to control the Tyrannosaurus. Yeah. Hey, did you see that white light in front of his face a second ago?
Yeah. Here, Tommy, pull my finger.
Wait, did the helmet mysteriously just pop teleport on, yes. on his... Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Worst move ever, Tommy. It's about as lame as you becoming a race car driver in Turbo, the series.
Because reasons.
Yes, because reasons. Way to take away all that character development just to have him be a Nicolas Cage Gone in 60 Seconds character. I do like seeing these two fight, though. That's pretty cool.
I've always been interested in just, like, seeing how they film this stuff. Because it's obviously the tails are on wires. The tails are puppeteered.
Right.
I would love to... I mean, there was that video on YouTube a little while ago of the White Tiger Zord being filmed. But I'd love to see it in a more modern context.
Hmm. Yeah.
At the finished how.
What is he doing? Okay, wait, what did Lord Zed just do?
I don't know.
Usually when you point anything, whether it be a moon-shaped wand or a Z-lettered monogram staff at the planet, you usually hit the monster, or you usually hit a building, or you do some sort of damage. That blast did nothing.
And he was aiming at the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
As we show the same footage over and over and over again. And so, they were just in the city, but... Oh, whatever.
The Zords teleport too, I guess.
Rangers are still in the city.
Yeah. Magic of film footage, ladies and gentlemen.
The myth or the magic of editing.
Oh, I always love this part, though. This was awesome.
Yum, 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 yum.
Crunch.
Isn't this the same when the Zords are fighting? Isn't this just the same footage from when the Dragon Zord first appeared?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah, it's... Well, with the exception of the fact that Tommy's not... Yes, that is the exact same footage that they used when Tommy first appeared. When he just used the flute.
And wait, in that...
Right there. That. Yeah. Right there. That's the exact same shot when he first used the flute. It's the exact same building. It's the exact same everything. I mean, I don't have a problem with them reusing footage, but they're basically combining footage from Green with Evil part whatever part it was. Part 5, I think. Yeah, it was part 5. I love the drill bit tail. That's awesome. Tyrannosaurus doesn't seem to be doing anything. Maybe because it has no weapons other than smashing stuff.
Yeah, he's just sitting back there drinking a beer while letting Dragonzord do everything.
You know, if Piranha's head was any smarter, he would have had them combined together already. Oh, wait, the Tyrannosaurus never did combine with the dragon. Well, that couldn't happen. Damn.
Well, I'm sure with the Zord Builder system, we can come up with something.
God. The power of thunder. All I can think of is Michael Keaton as Chick. Thunder, ka-chigga, friggin' cars.
Oh, brother. Follow me, we're going over here.
Yeah. That is a beautiful shot, though.
Yes, of all their crotches.
No, okay. I mean the fade,
yes,
idiot.
Yes.
Red Dragon Megatron. Nobody controls Red Dragon Megatron. Billy controls Swift Wind.
Or all of them are technically useless.
Right now they are, yeah.
What terrible green screen.
It was the 90s. They were limited by the technology of their time. And his vest looks stupid in this shot.
Yeah, in fact, all of the neck pillows look pretty bad.
When did the palace get a Lord Zedd head as a decoration for the outside of it?
Cheap remodeling? Magic?
Yeah, something like that. No, but what I know it's probably for the actor's benefit, but what I don't like about Tommy's little, you know, basically it's his own version of the Seinfeld puffy shirt look. In the action shots, it looks like it's metallic or it's, you know, stationary.
And hard.
Yes. In these shots, it looks like a soggy mushroom.
Yeah.
The alarm hasn't gone off in a while. I'm wondering how long it'll be until it does again.
By my calculations, what are you calculating?
Yeah.
They forgot their helmets.
Some geniuses.
But they're not dead. Just because they don't have their Zords doesn't mean they're powerless.
They are humans, after all.
They could still be annoying.
Yes. I gotta say, though, I do love Zedd's his entire look.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of these shots oh, my God. Oh, I forgot. So much red. Wow. That nearly freaked my eyes out. Holy crap. I forgot about that. But what I love about his design is how intricate it is.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It is, and how basically
they blew their costuming budget on Zedd. They couldn't afford anything else for the other Rangers.
Yeah, I would have liked, like, Thunder Zord costumes. I know that sounds silly, but something a little... I know we
Wait,
get
the race is still going on?
Yes.
Isn't it, like, the next day?
Yes. Maybe because of the thunder, they postponed the race the first day until the second day. Who knows?
You're already morphed.
Well, they have to remorph.
Wait, did they say a flute?
Yes, I told you it was a damn flute. It's a nunchuck flute, because he doesn't just whistle.
A flute chuck?
Yeah. I could never ride one of those things.
You go that way, I'll go this way.
It's a circle.
And they'll loop back. Yep.
Like, they can't see each other? Seriously?
I always thought the fish was just flipping people off.
That too.
Yeah, we can't figure out how to get the Teddy Ruxpin in the Easy Bake Oven and not die.
Her helmet looks weird.
Jazz hands, everybody.
Oh, US footage.
Yep.
Which means that the US footage uses the soft, soggy mushroom
yes,
shield.
Yes, they do.
And the Japanese footage must be, or the Sentai footage must be, I don't want to say hard, but... The metallic looking shield.
Yes.
Wow. So you're gonna send more putties. Like they didn't fail already. You know, that's the other thing I miss about this show right now. Because Zed makes the putties himself, there's no need for Finster anymore. I miss Finster.
Yeah, where did he go?
He just disappeared.
You know, the piranha thing doesn't really do much.
No, not really. He's one of those hands-off kind of monsters. I wonder if Walter Jones can actually do all these moves.
Who knows?
I know JDF can do all his, but...
Well, they are a lot older now, so I don't know.
Hey, wait a second. I just saw in Kimberly that it was a... Are you telling me that they're actually in the suits doing this fight?
No. No, they're not.
Because I just saw her helmet have the things on the side of it.
Yeah, that's American footage. We just watched American recorded footage.
Okay.
The actors are never in the suits except for when they're filming, like, a scene with the helmets off. It's all stunt doubles.
Okay.
And then they do voiceovers.
Yeah. What are these guys doing? Are they still going around in a circle?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. It takes them this long to go around a damn circle?
Now, you would think if the Green Ranger was losing his power that, you know, he wouldn't be using it up by being in his suit all the time.
Yeah. Well, Zordon did infuse him with some strange green liquid. I do like Piranha's Head's design, though. Mm-hmm. It is a cool design. Chris, it does look like he's wearing bell bottoms. They put him in reverse. Seriously?
Oh, the joys of running footage backwards.
Yeah. Way to reuse stuff.
You ever notice, throughout the years, Bulk and Skull have never been truly attacked. They've been, at most, greatly misconvenienced.
Yeah,
they might
pretty
be
much
the most powerful people in this universe.
What kind of move is Zach gonna pull? Oh, just a straight 3-punch? I thought he was going to do something more fancy than that. Hey, look, Kimberly used the form of the bicycle kick that Tommy would use later in the movie. Is the fish now pregnant? Did you just see his stomach?
Looked like
his stomach grew.
I think all the monster costumes are from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They are now in a quarry.
Yep.
Wait. Wasn't that the sound from the GoBots?
Possibly, yes. That wouldn't surprise me, honestly. Now, wouldn't
Why?
It make sense for the audience to be able to see what's in the viewing globe from our perspective of the viewing globe?
Sure.
Looking at the... I've never understood that. Good.
Oh, episode's over.
Wow. Yikes. What were you going to say, though, really quickly?
I was going to say...
While we watch these end credits.
I was going to say, why do they have to get control of the old Zords first?
Because there's not enough energy to start the new Zords. Without returning the... It's part of the whole Morphin Grid thing. Everything has a balance, I guess. I don't know. Alright, we're going to go to part 3 after this.
Ah, lunch!
Retreat to the command center.
Just terrible, Zordon. Watching them sink down on the earth like that.
Yeah, everything we worked for is gone.
Not quite, Trini. Alpha managed to save enough of your old Zords to create the new Zords.
It was nothing. All I had to do was refractorize the morph waves and... Oh, well, anyway, I got control, and now you can call your new Zords.
Zords with unbelievable powers.
It's another attack. Ay-yi-yi!
Rangers, you must face Piranha's Head again. Call for the new Zords when you need them, and they will come. Tommy, your powers are too weak to support a new Zord. I'm sorry.
He can still morph, he just can't power a Zord. We'll keep trying to find a way to regenerate Tommy's powers, but right now you've got to go and save Angel Grove and the world. Your swords are now activated.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, go on. Give him one for me.
Back to action!
Master on Lion Thunderzord power!
Pterodactyl Firebird Thunderzord power!
Triceratops Unicorn Thunderzord power!
Sabertooth Tiger Griffin Thunderzord power!
Tyrannosaurus Red Dragon Thunderzord power!
Now that's more like it. Go get him, Power Rangers. Reel in that overgrown guppy and send him back where he came from.
New intro!
Finally! I love this intro. Hey, we can't, we now we really can't make any more Rita jokes. So that's what they're building, a signal blocker. I was wondering what that giant box was at Billy's garage.
It's an easy bake oven.
And the race is still going on. They couldn't have postponed it this long.
Alpha, set mode to vibrate. God. Why don't you just, I don't know, nuke the moon or something? Wait, that was the same scene as last episode.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the exact same thing. In fact, he was working on the same wire.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, Squat and Babu are out of the closet.
Yeah. And Lord Zedd's missing his fluid. His PC cooling fluid isn't flowing.
Yeah, he's more silver in that picture.
That was such a damn good costume.
It was, yeah. Wow, look at all those old-ass cars and trucks. Oh my god.
How can they hear them?
Is it just me, or is Lord Zedd look like the Joker? A metallic version of the Joker as far as...
I can kind of see, and they're now doing the peephole thing again.
Yep.
And, I mean, nobody noticed the, what, like, 800-foot giant metal dragon thing walking towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody noticed that.
I What was that?
Oh, dude, that rock just, like, totally exploded.
Why is it that with Bulk and his mohawk helmet, he reminds me of Birdman? And I'm not talking about the attorney at law.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Mike the Bulk Man Dodd.
Wait, Bulk was in that last shot. Not this one, but the one before it. He was there. Driving That's forwards. Crazy. Run away very slowly. Run away! Run away at moderate speed!
I love this new palace. It's not a new palace, but the
Zed,
new
why angle. Are you happy? No one's dead yet.
Yeah. Now, I know kids had erector sets and chemistry sets and hot plates and all this and all that when they were younger and everything else, but seriously, I don't think anyone that I ever knew had a chemistry set or some sort of scientific set like Billy's room or his garage or wherever the hell they were just at. There were a lot of diodes there. What's wrong with it? The batteries must be in the wrong way. God, are you kidding me? 2.5 episodes of all that work and they put the batteries in wrong.
Oh, that's... Oh, wait, he's doing that again.
Yeah.
He really doesn't seem to do much.
No. So, it's a 5-barrel blaster, seriously?
Yeah, you never noticed that? It shoots the colors of the rainbow.
Well, I guess they're just magically delicious, aren't they?
Yep.
What a hot foot. Told you.
That's not possible.
That's just bad writing right there.
Well, it's the original Japanese footage is what we're watching right now, so.
No, I mean about the battery. That's just bad writing.
Yes. You don't need to point. I think Zed noticed.
So he creates a thunderstorm blast and then an electrified lightning earth tremor? And since when does the fire from the earth's core come up that quickly? There's no way in hell.
Well, I mean, if it was a tear in the Earth's crust all the way down to the mantle, then it's
okay.
Technically
yeah.
possible. Shoot them. You have lightning bolts from the You had the ability to shoot giant, massive lightning bolts from the moon. How about targeting them directly?
Because it's a kid's show and you need to have the kids in order to have a show.
Well, after season 3, they got rid of all of them.
Not all of them.
No, that's technically not right.
They replaced
After them. Turbo, they got rid of... They replaced all of them.
Yeah.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, they basically, Piranha's Head's fish nunchuck thing basically copied the dragon dagger, and I did see him pressing buttons on the fish, so it was a fish flute.
Wait, isn't that the same bomb that's used by the Machine Empire?
Might be. Looks like we might have to do a Zeo episode to find out. Did you just say I'm a big fish now?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
And it's the same scene from episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but how? But how did? But what? I but.
Hey, his lightning bolt is reversed. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
It's backwards. It's the... Now where is he?
I don't know. He's gone. He walked... I never understood this.
The morphing sequence or the...
No, the changing from one Zord, from the old Zords transforming into the new ones.
And I hate Zordon's laugh.
That was just that was like a creepy uncle laugh.
That was creepier than Grimlock's chuckle in Five Faces of Darkness Part 1. Those look badass, though.
I always liked the red Thunder Zord the best.
The dragon, yeah. Yep.
That was a great toy, too.
Did you ever do a review on him?
No, I sold them before YouTube even existed, and I've never gotten a hold of them again. Sadly.
That, I don't like that transformation. I don't mind this, but seeing all the parts of the Zord, that's a little weird. And hey, instead of being in the head, we're going to be in the chest. We're the tits of the new Zord.
You know, the most vulnerable part of the Zord.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, it's got a giant green button on the front to hit.
Yep. It's got two giant green buttons, one on the chest and one on the head.
Yep.
Look at that, giant green button right there. Maybe they press that and the Green Ranger gets his own Zord, too.
Double click.
I will say that this sword is not as impressive as the old power sword, though. Uh-huh.
It's more like a katana than a battle sword. What just happened?
He threw the other half of his fish thing at them. He threw it like it was a harpoon, and he's reeling them in. He's basically fishing for Power Rangers.
Oh, I got a plaid one. Throw it back.
Wait, they sheathed the sword, then they took it back out again? Really? Seriously? Come on now. That's so bad.
Mm.
Nice background effect. Looked like the Thunderzord was at Niagara Falls there for a minute.
Well, it's a traditional Japanese waterfall painting.
Ah, there's Fenster.
And you know the sad thing is, Finster's probably just like working down in his workshop, just doing stuff.
Yeah. Lord Zedd's first defeat.
The first of many.
Yes. See, look, pink. I told you, Zach, wearing pink.
Yep, you're right. And Billy's kind of wearing green.
Greenish, and Jason's wearing mostly black. I mean, it's a nitpick, but... And it's one of those creepy-looking windbreakers that Zach has. One of those creepy-looking 91s that's multicolored you see at Walmart and Kmart and everything else. Look at her. She's dancing in the dumpster.
How can they see into the dumpster? Zordon, never do that again.
No, never Zordon, ever. That's just creepy as all hell. Oh, God, they're still... They're still going backwards?
Oh, they could just jump off. They're not going that fast.
I know, but it's Bulk and Skull. I mean, they're not exactly the sharpest tools in the shed.
Yeah. Wait.
So they have to go back and get Billy's signal blocker to stop it? Seriously?
And... Is it me or is it bigger?
It's you. It's the same size as it was before. It might be a different side of it. They could have gotten off this whole time. That's ridiculous. And they just leave it there? Seriously? Like nobody's gonna come by and see that? I'm trying to remember. Did they ever find out?
Yeah, they did once, and then they...
forgot about it.
No, they purposefully forgot about it. I think they used, like, a memory-erasing ray on themselves or something.
Okay.
And then they did discover who the Rangers were at the end of, what was it, Space? In Space?
Yeah. And hey, look, the race is still going on. And all these people have been waiting here at the finish line for the last 3 days.
And if they manage, they're going to... You know, nobody noticed the I don't know, the giant mechanical dragon or the giant mechanical Allosaurus. Yes, because the race was such an important plot point that they had to finish it.
Yep. All right, folks, that's going to do it. We're going to come back with final thoughts and closing the show after this. All right, folks, there you go. Season 2 opener, Mutiny 3-parter. Interesting. We have new villains. We have Goldar with new flying powers we have yet to see him use. We have new Zords, which I'm guessing from the explanation Zordon gave, they needed to regain control of the old Zords to transfer their energy into the new Zords. And I guess the whole morphing sequence that you don't like with the Zords is basically showing us that, hey, this energy from the old Zord now makes this new one. This is the only explanation I can think of.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, it's... what kind of logic is there in Power Rangers? Not much, right?
Good point.
What did you think of the overall opening to the second season?
I love Lord Zedd.
Mm-hmm.
I like the new Zords.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing Zordon is creepy as hell.
Yes, it is.
And to be honest, I remember these episodes being a lot better than they actually are.
Yeah, I don't want to be negative about it because I love seeing the new Zords. I love the song that goes along with the new Zords. But yeah, I mean, the backdrop of the race just seemed like... It just seemed useless, honestly. Like, what they could have done was, in the first episode when Lord Zedd starts all this stuff, they could have stopped the race, not had it at all in the second episode, and then brought it back in the third at the end. But, I don't know.
Well, these three episodes feel like... Honestly, it feels like it took days for this to occur. Mm-hmm. But the race is still going on, so it only happened within the period of, like, a few hours.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but you could tell when they were filming some of the American scenes because the sun was moving. When they started, it felt like the beginning of the day, and when they came to the end, it felt more like, I don't know, like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, no, I noticed that. Yeah, it was just a little ridiculous. But like you said, you know, a lot of the good outweighs the bad. I mean, I think the bad is more so in the story and in the plot of the episode. But all the stuff that actually happened with the new Zords, with Lord Zedd coming, with Rita's reaction to it, with groveling Goldar's reaction to it... He never had a sword before now, did he? I don't remember him having that sword. Oh, he did have that sword?
Yeah, he had a sword. I don't know if it was that sword.
That sword, yeah.
I mean, seeing the show as an older person, much, much older person now, I see a lot of the, like, editing mistakes and the incongruent plot and the complete lack of costuming.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I just saw a fun show that I loved.
Absolutely.
So the moral of the story is getting older sucks.
All right. So, folks, next time around, we are going to be doing White Light Parts 1 and Part 2 in Episode 45 of From the Command Center. I'm not exactly sure when that's going to be. It's going to depend on if I can get Scotty and Spada together. That episode might just be Scotty and I. I don't know. But that's the next episode coming up on the docket for From the Command Center. Where can the people interact with you online, sir?
There are multiple places where you can talk to me. You can find me on Twitter, at Balt Matrix. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Balt Matrix Reviews. You can check my videos out over at youtube.com/Balt Matrix. And you could just generally yell at me through the ether. Don't ask me if I don't. I don't know how I'm going to hear you, but you can.
You can follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. You can follow me, TFG1 Mike. You can also search out Geekcast Radio Network on Facebook. Go to geekcastradio.com where you can comment on all of our other episode posts. For now, I'm TFG1 Mike with
Spade of the Balt Matrix.
May the power protect you, and we'll see you next time for White Light.
Ranger Tiger Power, White Ranger Tiger Power.